Crabtree with Crawford Media Group. Today we're joined by Steve Gregg of The Narrow Path. Steve is the host of The Narrow Path, and you hear Steve 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on 670 KLTT and every weekday on KLDC from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. live. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be invited. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. It's great to have Dana here, too, in studio with us, your wife Dana. And Steve, you're going to be speaking at a local church in the next few days. We're really grateful you gave us time in addition to that. And welcome to Colorado.
Thank you.
And Steve, for people that have not heard The Narrow Path, let's give an overview of what you do on the program, what types of topics. You're great at counseling people that call in and giving them input. They have a lot of biblical questions and life questions. So tell us a little bit, please.
Well, The Narrow Path obviously refers to what Jesus said, you know, strive to enter into the narrow gate, because the path is broad that leads to destruction. And he said the path that leads to the narrow gate is more difficult and more narrow, obviously. And he's referring there, of course, to simply the path of following Jesus, the discipleship life. So that's the whole subject of our interest, is living for Christ. Now, of course, that's a very practical matter, but we also deal with theological subjects when people bring them up. As far as what topics we take, I don't decide that. You know, the other day somebody asked, well, what's your topic? We were visiting somebody, what's your topic on the program? I said, I don't know. How would I know? I don't know who's going to call. And even until I put the caller on, I don't know what they're going to call about. So, I mean, we have technically a call screener, but the screener doesn't really screen calls. He just puts them on hold for me to put on the air and tells me where they're from. So in a given hour, we might have as little as 6 calls that we take, or we might have as many as 10 or 12, depending on the kinds of questions and how long it takes to answer them. But they could each be on an entirely different subject. I started the program 25 years ago on one station in Oregon, and it did well, and so we added another station the next year. And now I don't know how many stations we're on. I think we're on over 50 stations across the country.
But that's right.
What I want to get them to do is be aware of the reasons for a person having this view or that view, so that they can think for themselves. I think one thing we lack in our time, not only in the church, but just in our society, people have not been taught critical thinking skills in their education process. And I think a lot of Christians could get these answers for themselves from the Bible if they just would think critically. And a lot of people have not been challenged to do that. A lot of the things I end up saying, and a lot of my beliefs on certain, you know, well-known verses or something, are a little different than what they've heard. Maybe real different than what they've heard, and so it gets them to dig in again. Say, someone told me just yesterday, I think it was, that when they first heard me talking about a certain subject, he said, "No, that's not true. That can't be true." And but it got them to, you know, because I said it convincingly, but they weren't convinced. They wanted to go back and relook at the Bible to see if it was right or not. So that's a good result. Online church isn't really church. Online church is just listening to, you know, a congregation sing songs. I mean, a person sitting at the computer might sing along, but it's not congregational singing. It's just their voice alone there. And it's watching a sermon. Well, as long as there's been the internet, people have been able to watch sermons. They don't have to do it on Sunday morning. But I think people, until COVID, tended to feel like there's some kind of obligation to be in church of some kind, on Sunday morning at least. Some people who are motivated to learn more might, through the week, have also listened to sermons online. But it was different. Sunday morning was when you actually go to be with the people of God so forth. And I think church is supposed to be different. Learning can take place from a book or from a radio program or from the internet, you know, podcast or something. But fellowship is what church is about.
Steve and Dana, thanks again. What a blessing to have you here.
Thank you, Mike.